Saram, dear listeners, and welcome back to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom from the studios of Radio Sai. But before that, the answers to the Bhajan quiz. So last time we had asked for bhajans in which we adore the Lord as the one who took the trouble of taking the human form for our sake. And we have responses from Brother Sai Krishna from Hyderabad, who has given us the bhajan Sai Avatara Yuga Avatara. Okay, so here we are talking about the Lord who took the avatar, the Satya Sai Avatar. He is given the mention of the next bhajan as Keshava Madhava. Here you have Maya Manusa Vesha Liladhara. Yes, this is exactly what I was looking for. And then you have, he's mentioned the bhajan Jai Sai Ram, Jai Sai Ram. In this you have Rama Avatara Sai Bhagavan. The mention of the word avatara, that's a very broad way of looking at this question. He has mentioned about Dhanyo Ishwarama, Ishwarama Priyatanaya, Govindhare Gopalhare, where you say Kali Yuga me, the Lord came down in the Kali Yuga. So yes, I mean there are no answers which are not right, but it all depends on how we look at it, and it's ultimately some sadhana for us. So you have Mridula Murthy from Bangalore, who is given us the bhajan Keshava Madhava. So here you have Maya Manusha Vesha Liladhara. Then the bhajan Murali Dhara, Mukunda Murari, Govardhana Giridhari. Here you have Maya Nataka Sutra Dhari. Then you have Neelamega Shama Krishna Gopala Krishna. Here you have Manusha Vesha Dhari. Then Hari Narayana, Srinivasa, Jai Govinda, Sri Venkatesha. I'm not familiar with this bhajan. Thank you so much, Sister Mridula Murthy. I think all these answers are exactly what I was thinking. But as I said, all these questions and answers are very subjective, and each person can look at it in their own way. Just like Kamala Chidambaram, Miss Kamala Chidambaram from Canada, she has given us so many bhajans. Kalimala Bhanjana Kodandarama. Here you have Maya Manasha Munijana Prema. You have Parthipuri Me Janam Liya. Then you have He Nirakari Allah, where you say God comes down. Keshava Madhava again. Adi Narayana Sai Narayana. I don't know how exactly this connects, but I mean, you can always think of it in so many ways. Aravinda Lochana, here you have Isharamanandana, then He Paramadayalu Sai Ram, here you talk about all the yugas. Then you have Dim 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 Natana Shiva, Maya Manusha Vesha Shiva, yes, Isharamba Priya Tanaya, Bhaja Bhaja Ram, here you have Kaliyuga Ke Avatar. So, thank you so much, Miss Kamala Chidambaram, for all these answers. Then you have Sister Priya Gopalakrishnan from Albany, New York, who has taken the trouble to tell us why the Lord chose to take a human form again and again, and it is to restore dharma, it is to move among men so that he can be listened to, he can be contacted, he can be loved, he can be received, and he can be obeyed, so that we can feel kinship with him. And also to help and love one another, the Lord takes a human form for peace. And she says, for many reasons the Lord takes a human form, but I think each devotee feels that his Lord took a human form especially for him or her. And it is so true. That's what you always felt when you saw Bhagwan. And she has given us the bhajans, Neelamega Shama Krishna Gopala Krishna, Dhanyo Isharama, Dim 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 Natana Shiva, and Parthipuri Me Janam Liya, Paramadayalu Sai Ram, Isharamma Priyatanaya Sai Narayana. Then you also have Basant Pandey from Nepal, another regular contributor. He has given us the bhajans, Isharamma Priyatanaya, Yuga Yuga Ke Avatar Tumi Ho, Bhakta Vatsala Teronam. In this you have the line, Tumusang Bandhi Prema Ki Dori, and today is Raksha Bandhan, where you have the brothers being tied with sacred threads of love by sisters, and you have so many who consider the Lord as their sister, as their brother. And here you have Tumasanga Bandhi Prema Ki Dori. Paar karo, udhar karo, Deva Devottama Deena Samrakshaka, Deena Dukhyon Se, Deena Dukhyon Ke Taran Karana. Thank you so much, Brother Basant Pandey. Then you have Sister Lalita from Puttaparthi, who is given as a very, very exhaustive list of bhajans, almost 45 bhajans, and she has kept it in three categories. The first category, she says, is where we adore the Lord as the one who came down as Ishwarama's son, the same one who was Ratnakara Kuladipa, who chose Puttaparthi as his birthplace, and who is a Purnavatara, Yugavatara. So in this, she has so many bhajans, Antaranga Sai, Aravinda Lochana, Bhaja Bhaja Ram, Satya Sai Ram, Dhanyo Ishwarama, Ishwarama Priyatanaya, ಈಶ್ವರಮ್ಮ ಪ್ರಿಯತನಯ ಸಾಯಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ, ಈಶ್ವರಮ್ಮ ಪ್ರಿಯನಂದನ, ಈಶ್ವರಮ್ಮ ಪ್ರಿಯನಂದನ ಶ್ರೀ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ, ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ ಲಾಲ್, ಶ್ಯಾಮಗೋಪಾಲ್, ಗೋವಿಂದ ಹರೇ, ಗೋಪಾಲ್ ಹರೇ, ಜಯ ಹೋ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್. ದ ಲಿಸ್ಟ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಆನ್. ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಅವತಾರ ಸಾಯಿ ಭಗವಾನ್, ನಿರುಪಮ ಗುಣ ಸದನ, ಪಾರಕರೋ ಉದ್ಧಾರ ಕರೋ ಪರ್ತಿಪುರಿ ಭಗವಾನ್, ಪರಮದಯಾಲು ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್, ಪರ್ತಿಪುರಿ ಮೇ ಜನಂ ಲಿಯಾ, ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಜಯ ರಘುಕುಲ ತಿಲಕ, ಸಾಯಿ ಅವತಾರ ಯುಗ ಅವತಾರ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ ಹೇ ಘನ ಶ್ಯಾಮ. ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಭಜನ್ಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾಟಗರಿ ವೇರ್ ಶಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಭಜನ್ಸ್ ವೇರ್ ವಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಮದರ್ ಸಾಯಿ, ಆಸ್ ಸಮ್ಮನ್ ಹೂ came to protect all the four values, Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema. And so there you have the bhajans, Brahmandanayaka Baba, Dim 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 Natana Shiva, Kalimala Bhanjana, Keshava Madhava Deva Madhusudana, Krishna Madhava Madhava Krishna, Ram Ramiko Bhajane Vale, O Baba, Sai Baba, Sarva Dharma Swarupa Sai, Satya Dharma Shanti Prema ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಿ ನಿಲಯ ದೇವ ಸತ್ಯ ಧರ್ಮ ಶಾಂತಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಸಬ್ಕೋ ದಿಜೋ ಸಾಯಿ ಹ ಜೀವನ್ ಸಾಯಿ ಹಮಾರ. ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಭಜನ್ಸ್, ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ಔಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಭಜನ್ಸ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಸ್ಟಿವ್ ಲಿಸ್ಟ್. ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಸಿಸ್ಟರ್ ಲಲಿತಾ, ಯು ಮೇಕ್ ದ ಭಜನ್ ಕ್ವಿಸ್ ಸೋ ಫಿಲಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೋ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಸೈಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಒನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು ಅಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್. ಶೀ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ಬ್ರಾಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಕ್ವಶನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾಟಗರಿ ಶೀ ಸೇಸ್ ಇಸ್, O Lord, you are that sweet Sai who has personally shown us the way. Unthinkable for anyone else to do this for us. And there she's given us the bhajans. Love is my form, truth is my breath, bliss is my food. And the bhajan that Swami sings, again, another bhajan that Swami sings, Narayan Bhajan Narayan, Narayan Bhajan Narayan. So it is an exhaustive list of 45 bhajans from Sister Lalita. Then you have Brother Ravi Ranganathan from Singapore who has given us the bhajans Dim 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 Natana Shiva. Here you have Leela Manusa Vesha Shiva, Keshava Madhava, Murli Dhara Mukunda Murari. We discussed this bhajan and Isharama Priyatanaya Sai Narayana. And he says the whole universe and the universal creation is Swami's dance, and this Supreme has disguised himself in human form just to destroy our sins and to protect us and to grant us mercy so that we get an opportunity to completely surrender to him. Thank you so much, all of you, dear brothers and sisters, for this wonderful participation. And the quiz coming up for the next week, and the next week will be on the Krishna Janmashtami day. So let us ruminate more on Krishna. Give us bhajans in which we have the names of Lord Krishna mentioned, Yashoda or Devaki. And also, if you can find bhajans in which both are mentioned, Yashoda, Devaki and Krishna, and Swami and Ishwaramma. Or at least the bhajans where you have mention of Yashoda, Devaki and Krishna, where, you know, we offer gratitude to those divine pious souls who were instruments in bringing the Lord to us. At least the bhajans where you have Yashoda, Devaki, Krishna and Swami, you know, and our Swami. And if you can get bhajans where they mention of both the mothers, of both the avatars, Yashoda, Devaki, Krishna and Sai and Ishwarama, it would be fantastic. So please give us bhajans where there is mention of Yashoda, Devaki, Krishna and Sai. So, as always, you have 3 days. Give us the answers by Sunday. And you can send in your responses to quiz@radiosai.org. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for this wonderful participation. And let's move on now to a beautiful session of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Let's begin with a prayer.
Let us offer our most reverential and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beautiful, beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that our being is always enchanted with your name and your form, so that every second of our life is immersed in the beauty and the sublimity of your love and your music. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we are going to learn today is a beautiful one. Here is the first line. So this is the bhajan we will learn now. Like in every episode of this program, let's get familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan and then we'll move on to the raga, the beat of the bhajan. And then listen to revered Mr. Krishnadas Iradi, one of the most senior devotees of Bhagwan, who had the opportunity to come to his lotus feet way back in the 60s and since then till now has been offering his prayer in the form of music at the lotus feet of Bhagwan in Prashantinilayam. We will listen to his reflections and insights on this bhajan. And then you will listen to the final version of this bhajan as it is sung in the Prashantinilayam Mandir.
Rasa Vilola Nandalala Radha Madhava Nandalala Rasa Vilola Nandalala నంద కిశోరా నందలాలా నవనీత చోరా నందలాలా నందలాలా సాయి నందలాలా.
Now that you know the lyrics of the bhajan, here is the tune of the bhajan in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D madhyam. Rasa vilola nandalala
Rasa vilola nandalala
Rasa vilola nandalala
Rasa vilola nandalala
Radha Madhava nandalala
Radha Madhava nandalala
Radha Madhava nandalala
Radha Madhava Nandalala
Rasa Vilola Nandalala
Rasa Vilola Nandalala
Nanda Kishora Nandalala
Nanda Kishora Nandalala
Nanda Kishora Nandalala
Nanda Kishora Nandalala
Navanita Chora Nandalala
Navanita Chora Nandalala
Hey Navanita Chora Nandalala
Hey Navanita Chora Nandalala
Nandalala Sai 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 Nandalala Rasa Vilola Nandalala
So you heard the melodious rasa of this bhajan in terms of its tune by Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. And now for those of us who want to play this in their musical instruments and dwell a little deeper into the raga of this bhajan. Brother Anirudh is here with us in the studios. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the make of this bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
This short and sweet Krishna bhajan is based on the rag Yaman in the Hindustani classical music, and we call it Kalyani in the Carnatic classical music. Of course, there are many, many compositions and bhajans in rag Yaman. It's a very pleasing raga, very soothing, and the notes of this raga are as follows.
Ne re ga ma pa da ni sa sa ni da pa ma ga re sa.
Shuddhani,
ne re
shuddhri,
ne re ga
shuddhga,
ne re ga ma
tivra madhyamam,
ne re ga ma da
shuddha,
dha ni dha sa ni dha pa ma pa da ma pa re ga re ma re ga ne za ne 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 da da ne re sa ne sa.
So this is Yaman. Just listening to the notes itself is
it's so taking you pleasing.
Yeah, so pleasing. And you have many bhajans in this raga. Koti Pranam, Shata Koti Pranam is a very soothing, slow bhajan in Yaman. Also you have like
Bhagavan, Bhagavan Patita Pa. Shetal charanam, komala charanam, manjula charanam, mama guru charanam.
Wow. Anirudh, you should do an alap in this raga.
Yeah, just singing the note itself actually inspires me to sing more and more this raga.
Re ra re ra na ne na a. Shri Sai Rama, Sundara Rama, Shri Sai Rama, Sundara Rama, Pavana Charana, Prashanti Rama, Pavana Charana, Prashanti Rama, Shri Sai
Nandana, 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 Nand
That was so beautiful. And given the number of bhajans that are in Rag Yaman, I think we can go on for an hour or two at least.
Yeah, there are many more bhajans. As and when we sang, these bhajans came to my mind. And, we just...
I know, it was
something
just
like a medley. Yeah, just like a medley.
Amazing. Yeah. Beautiful. So let's do the swaras, Anirudh.
Yeah. So let's take the first line.
Ra sa vi lo la nand la la ga ri ga pa ga ri sa ni sa da da sa ga ri ga pa ga ri sa ni sa da da sa Radha Madhava Nandalala Ne ne re re ga 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 ne re ga ma pa ma ga Ne ne re re ga 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 ne re ga ma pa ma ga Ra sa vi lo la nand la la ga ri ga pa ga ri sa ni sa da da sa ga ri ga pa ga ri sa ni sa da da sa nand kishora nand la la Sa ga ma pa pa ma pa ga ga pa Sa ga ma pa pa ma pa ga ga pa Navanita chora nandalala Mama ma da ma ga ri ga pa ga ri ri sa Mama ma da ma ga re ga pa ga re re sa.
In the end of the bhajan, we sing a third speed.
Nandalala sai nandalala. Ne 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 sa sa re re ga pa ga re re sa. Ni 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 sa sa re re ga pa ga re re sa Nandalala sai nandalala Ma 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 da ma ga re re ga pa ga re re sa Ma 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 da ma ga re re ga pa ga re re sa
It's so beautiful. You explored the beauty of the raga and the bhajan once you do the swaras.
Yeah, but it requires like standing on the notes. So this exercise really helps us to stand on which note and identify the note and then practice.
Yes, steadiness.
Yeah,
is the key. So tell us the beat of the bhajan, Anirudh.
The beat of this bhajan is 8-beat, Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music, which is Keherva in the Hindustani classical music. It is a medium fast bhajan. And since it also has third speed, the count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ra sa vi lo la nand la la. Ra sa vi lo la nand la la.
So that gives us a very good idea of the raga and the tala. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Bishop.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram. So we are now done with the technicalities of this bhajan and it's time to listen to what this bhajan can do to us. How we can connect to the Lord through this bhajan. let's listen to the reminiscences and reflections of Mr. Krishnadas Irari, one of the long-standing devotees of Bhagwan from Kerala, as well as the senior-most member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group who is still singing in Prashanti Nilayam. Sai Ram, revered Irari sir, and a warm welcome to you to the studios of Radio Sai and to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom.
Thank you very much, Mr. Frishti.
When you think about this bhajan, Rasavi Lola Nandalala, I'm sure you must have heard this bhajan many times. Perhaps you might have sung it, I don't know. You have been singing in the divine presence of Bhagwan for 5 decades now. So, whenever you hear this bhajan, can I ask you what thoughts fill your mind?
Sai Ram, actually, which year I don't remember, in 1971 or 72, previously olden days, we were singing this particular bhajan, but for a long time now, I am not singing this particular bhajan. We were singing, my brothers and myself used to sing. So when we had an opportunity at Whitefield, during the private interview when Swami is calling, after the bhajan, Swami will call the VIPs, and during that we will also be there. Sometimes Swami will ask us to sing one bhajan.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember once we sang this particular bhajan.
Oh, wow.
Then Swami was talking about the importance of the Rasa Leela.
Mm-hmm.
That is Ratha Bhakti.
Mm-hmm.
Ratha Krishna Bhakti.
Yes.
How this Ratha name has come, actually. Mm-hmm. See, if you take out R.
Yes.
Adhar. That is the base of Bhakti. Nothing else but Krishna. That is the base.
Yes.
No other thoughts in your mind. The base is only you are connecting with Ratha and Krishna. Then it comes as a stream, dhara.
Yes.
There is a continuous stream, flow towards bhakti, bhava.
Yes.
That is a thing when Swami was telling. Then it comes aradhana.
Yes.
Arath.
Yes.
Arathana. Then you are praising, Ratha is praising to Krishna.
Yes.
Finally, Ratha. The name has come as Ratha.
Yes.
So, Swami was telling everybody can become Ratha.
Yes.
Because our approach should be like Ratha. Mm. Then everybody can become Ratha.
Mm.
And the moment you start singing, your thought should be only, especially this bhajan, we used to sing more in Krishna bhajans. And when we just close our eyes and singing before Swami, lot of inputs Swami had given in so many ways. Those days, the Swami used to tell us the importance of each bhajan.
Mm-hmm.
How to pronounce, how to sing, why you are singing that bhajan, what is the importance.
Mm-hmm.
And so many, when we are starting singing in Whitefield, in Akhand Bhajan and all, at that time, Swami will be giving some stories inside students.
Mm-hmm.
When we start singing, now the balance I'll tell you tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
They are calling me, like that Swami used to tell.
And stop conversation.
And he runs to the bhajan place. How we know, next day the students will say, see, this has happened, sir, when you have started bhajan. So we were feeling very happy.
The bhajan pulls.
Yes. Mm. See, that is a attraction of a bhajan, actually.
Mm.
So that bhakti, when we are getting, we forget everything.
Mm.
I remember our guru, Swami Abhedananda Bharati.
Mm-hmm.
He is a Radha Bhakti Prem only. Whenever he starts or we starts Radha Krishna or Radha Bhakti, he will totally forget himself. The body conscious will go from his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to talk about Radha Prema so many times.
Mm-hmm.
Once he was started just Priya Radhe, Priya Radhe, 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 Priya, Priya. He can sing for hours together, the same in so many this thing, because he doesn't know what he's singing. During one of the function, nearly 4,000-5,000 people were there in a temple. He was started this bhajan, and after 10-15 minutes, rain started. He was not knowing, but not even a single person have got up from the same. It was in an open space. So
he was
the temple.
He was some kind of in a trance. He was lost.
Yes, but he will sing. He's not a trance means, you know, he may not talk or he will just
lost in singing.
He lost in singing, yes.
He just continuously
singing in different tunes and different. But he doesn't know where
rain
he
doesn't
is.
Affect
yes.
him.
Affect him. The rain said it. Even the harmonium, tabla, everything totally drenched everything. After that, you know, he comes out from that bhakti bhava. Then only he opened the eyes. Oh, then he saw, oh, rain is there.
Oh.
Like that.
So he didn't even realize that things are getting wet or
no,
he's getting
no,
wet.
No, nothing.
Oh my God.
Then Swami was telling that artist, harmonist and this thing, you bring the same harmonium and tabla, nothing will happen for that.
Oh, all the instruments are actually wet.
Yes. Not only wet, the harmonium was in a water only.
Oh,
full of water. Topside, you know. But he's telling nothing will happen.
Nothing will happen.
Because, you know, his sankalpa is also
next day
like
they
that.
Could use the instrument.
He could use the same man, same, the sting tabla they have used. It was perfectly all right. Because, you know, that day was 7 days, some program was there. So all the 7 days we were also there. And the same people are, playing the harmonium and the tabla. Nothing has happened. Because the power of bhakti, and Swamiji realized, actually, nothing will happen to anything because anybody, even, you know, old people are there. I mean, those who are not well, they are all hearing with rain only. They are all sitting. Nothing has happened to anybody. This is Bhava Bhakti, because that clearly shows not only he is elevated, he had made others also elevated completely elevated to that level.
Wow.
We were also not knowing, oh, this is, just in this thing, you know, rain is there, but nobody wants to get up from that because, you know, Swamiji has made us in a different level.
He's raised you.
Raised us. So that is a thing which, Swami also says in the same way, the moment you start bhajan, you know, without your knowledge, you will forget everything. Because, you know, there only Swami made us to that level. This is not our, efficiency or something like that. This is Swami is making us to a different level when the
bhajan
starts, taking us to a different level.
Mm.
And you can also see, you know, when after the bhajan, how many people used to be in the ecstasy, you know, we have totally forgotten half an hour.
Yes.
We have not, we don't feel that half an hour has gone and then.
Yes.
Why? Because this is the thing.
Wow.
Swami, every time, you know, when olden days, any bhajan, for the last Kalyana Krishna, Kamaniya Krishna, yesterday I have seen, I was going back to this thing, when we were having an Akhand Bhajan, in Mandir, the 24 hours Akhand Bhajan was in the Mandir.
Yes.
There was no students, that is before college
the era
comes.
Of the students.
Yes. So Raja Reddy, Mohan Rao and ourselves, and Raja Reddy's father-in-law, only so 4-5 people were there. Morning 3 o'clock or something, you know, I started this Kalyana Krishna, Kamaniya Krishna. And Mohan Rao just, it was going on in some alap and all, you know, those days, everything was there in alap and humming up, so many things were there. So Mohan Rao just touched me, asked me to see on the top. Swami came out from his room and standing in the veranda, that mandir veranda.
Oh, mandir veranda.
Veranda. Top. On the through window, he was enjoying like anything, Kalyana Krishna, Kamaniya Krishna.
Oh my God.
So actually the tears were coming. Morning 3 o'clock, I'm talking at 2:30 to 3 o'clock. This is, even God cannot control himself sitting in one place, you know, when it is attracted. This is attraction the whole world is getting due to the bhajan.
Wow.
No, this is a bhakti. This actually amazing. That is Radha bhakti.
Is.
See, we all should reach to that level.
Mm.
That is a thing which Swami is expected us to singing.
Yes,
this is a thing Swami is expected.
Yeah, he's expecting from us. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Radha Madhava Nandalala. All you know, we are just see Swami used to say, you know, simple namavali will do. Call Krishna, Govinda, Narayana, and all those things. That will do to take you to a different level. Instead of Daya Karo, Kripa Karo, and all
this. Just Namasmarana.
Namasmarana is a very, and especially in Kalikala.
Yes.
I think I am deviating little from that, this thing. Recently, I heard one story that Narada, when Kalikala started, Narada came to Brahma and told Brahma, I am little afraid to go to Bhuloka because Kali has already started his
work. Era of Kali.
Yes. So, whether I am afraid, whether I will also get that
influence,
Kali's influence.
Mm.
So, can you please tell me how to get rid of his influence?
Mm.
So, Brahma, not only he is asking the whole entire Bhuloka is will be suffering when the Kali. So, Brahma was very happy. You are asking just like Samastha Loka Sugino Bandhu. Swami used to say Samastha Loka Sugino Bandhu. So, I am telling you,
for
Hare
all.
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. 24 hours you chant that, Kali cannot touch you.
Kali cannot touch you.
That is Brahma told to Narada. So Narada, whenever he comes to Bhuloka, this is the bhajan he used to sow. So this is a lesson for all of us in the Bhuloka. When you start singing the way, even in dream also, when I just gone through that story, even that day, night, even in my half this thing, I was chanting Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. The meaning we don't know, but the vibration, how it is getting, that is a very, 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 very important thing.
Amazing. I think Swami also stressed so much on Namasmarana.
Yes, Namasmarana, Namasmarana.
In the same Brahma, the same creator, when he came down in a human form.
Yes.
You know, because this is the only thing that will protect us from everything that is happening around us all the time.
Correct, correct.
People talk about air pollution, water pollution, and noise pollution. But Swami said to cut all the pollution, Namasmarana is the means. We cannot, our science has to develop to that level to make us understand what this is. But if you believe in Swami, we know that Namasmarana is what will help to clear the evil effects of Kali.
Correct.
Amazing. And the earlier incident that you mentioned of Abhidhanandaji Swami's experience, the thought that came is, it was a live demonstration of the power of bhakti. Where bhakti elevated him, elevated all the living beings and even non-living beings.
Yes.
Even the harmonium and tabla also were covered with that power of bhakti. Nothing happened to them.
Nothing
happened to anyone who were sitting there.
Yes.
Even though everyone was drenched. Seemingly you are drenched, you are wet, but it does not affect you.
It is not affected.
It does not affect even stones, and it does not affect even wood.
Yes.
That is what
the
is
power. That is the power of Namasmarana.
And I think in this bhajan, you have that, it goes off into the third speed, then you, it goes on and on.
Yes.
Perhaps in your earlier time, you would have sung this not for five minutes, you would have sung it for 15 minutes.
Yes. So, third speed, fourth speed and all, those days there is no rules and regulations or something like that. But, Swami, totally, he will immerse and he will make us also immerse in that. That is why, even during the
Lingodvam time.
15 minutes, 20 minutes. Om Shivaya, Om Shivaya.
It just goes on.
It goes on like anything. It goes on. There is no 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's good. It goes on like thing.
So, amazing. This bhajan also, the last line says, Navanita Chora Nandalala. And Navanita means butter. So it's like, just like the Lord was stealing the butter. Lord steals our hearts.
Hearts.
Completely. And so that's why we don't exist only. Because he has taken away everything.
Correct, 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 correct.
So after that, what is left is only the Lord.
Only because
we don't exist only.
Yes.
And that's how then Nandalala, 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 that's how this bhajan ends. I mean, when you think about it, well, you can only think, but when you are singing, you only feel. And yes. And in that feeling, you just become one with that Krishna Bhava,
Krishna
Bhava. Radha Bhava. Amazing, sir. Beautiful. Thank you very much, sir,
for sharing
your thoughts.
Very kind of you.
Very elevating to hear from you. Thank you. Sairam.
Sairam.
So that was Mr. Krishna Das Irari, a beautiful soul who has had the opportunity to offer his love in the form of music to Bhagwan for the last 50 years. And now it's time to move on to the last segment of this program. We will now listen to this bhajan as it is sung in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir by Bhagwan's students. So that brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sahai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments on this program, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With a heart full of love and gratitude, we offer this endeavor at his lotus feet.
So dear listeners, with that, it's time to move on to Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. Brothers Prem and Harishankar are waiting to take over. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and I will be back after 60 minutes for a new episode of Utsaha, the Youth Hour on Radio Sai. Just a reminder to all those who heard the bhajan quiz. So the quiz we have for this week is, please tell us bhajans in which we have adoration of the mothers of Lord Krishna. So there should be mention of Devaki or Yashoda and Lord Krishna and Swami. And if you can find bhajans where there is mention of Yashoda, Devaki, Krishna as well as Swami and Ishwarama, it would be wonderful. So you can send in your responses to quiz@radiosai.org in 3-4 days by this Sunday, August 21st, 2016. Thank you so much for listening and waiting to connect with you again for Utsaha, the Youth Hour, in 1 hour. Thank you so much. Sairam.